shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
First at 4:30, today marks 1 year since the deadly mass shooting in Headingham changed Raleigh forever. This morning, the community, how it's coming together to honor those people killed, the ones who survived, and first responders from that tragic day.
You might run into a little fog as you're heading out the door this morning. The entire viewing area is under a dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. We also have some rain in the forecast for tomorrow. I'll show you coming up. We're heading into the first weekend of the NC State Fair. I'll tell you how to get here, everything from parking to shuttles.
4:30 is the time right now. Yes, first full day at the fair. It'll mean a lot of things as we head towards the weekend. We're going to get you up to speed here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. And Jeff and I will be out there at the fair later this morning, at the WRAL tent. So be sure to stop by and say hello. The weather should be nice, but first we got to get through this dense fog advisory. Let's start with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Good morning.
Good morning. Coming in, I saw just a little bit of a hint of fog here and there. I think as we go through the morning, we'll have a better chance of seeing more of that developing. So conditions could possibly worsen. So, you know, keep checking in with us about what's happening out there on the commute this morning. We take a look right now at a foggy camera here. 54 degrees is our current temperature. And we take a look at what's happening out there. We are looking at clear skies today, minus the fog. So do expect that we have a pretty day in our forecast. 46 in Roxborough, 54 in Raleigh and Fayetteville, 52 degrees in Clinton. We take a look at our rain chances for tomorrow. This is for tomorrow. And even first thing in the morning, we have that potential for some scattered showers. We also have a level one risk tomorrow along and east of I-95 for the potential for damaging winds. And we'll walk through that with Futurecast coming up in just a little bit. Today's going to be a really nice day before we see tomorrow's front. Little fog this morning, but then partly cloudy skies and a high temperature near 80 degrees.
I'm Bradney Slavin, the WRL Breaking News Tracker in Raleigh, where one person is dead after walking along Creedmoor Road and being hit by a car early this morning. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what this scene looks like here on Creedmoor Road. This is right where you get to Glen Eagles Drive and Southampton Drive. You can see all the flashing lights here. They do have the southbound lanes closed right now while they begin their investigation. You see the car that we're talking about right there with some front end damage, along with those firefighters and the state troopers that have closed down the south-facing roads here on Creedmoor Road. Those are going to be closed for at least an hour, maybe two, while they investigate how this exactly happened. I'm asking why that person may have been walking along the roadway, who they are, and if the driver might face any charges. As soon as I get an update from state troopers, I'll let you know. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRAL News.
Now to the latest on the Israel-Hamas war. A live look now at Gaza City. Today, Israel's military is ordering more than 1 million Palestinians to evacuate Gaza City within 24 hours. This comes as the Israeli military is preparing for a possible ground attack on Gaza. Israel says it will keep attacking Gaza until Hamas is destroyed, and the military says it is only attacking Hamas. But the United Nations says this is a growing humanitarian crisis. Medical officials say more than 1,500 Palestinians have been killed and thousands more are hurt. More than 400,000 people are out of their homes after strikes destroyed residential buildings.
There's also increased security at Jewish places of worship ahead of Shabbat services in New York tonight. All police officers in New York will report to work today after a former Hamas leader called for a global day of action. The state's governor says she is offering resources to the city as well. There's no specific threat. One rabbi says he expects a strong turnout for services despite the warning.
People are looking right now to do something to show their support, and coming together in an act of solidarity can help people feel as if they are doing something.
There was also additional security last night in Brooklyn, where the NBA's Nets were playing an exhibition team against an Israeli team.
It was 1 year ago today that a deadly mass shooting unfolded in Raleigh. 365 days later, and the pain and push for answers continue around the Headingham neighborhood attack. Five lives were cut short. Officer Gabriel Torres, Susan Karnitz, Mary Marshall, Nicole Connors, and James Thompson. Lynn Gardner was in the hospital for months and had to undergo numerous surgeries. The community will come together to remember them and honor survivors and first responders. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with a look at the outpouring of support and how everyone is working to heal. Kelsey.
Renee, today people across Raleigh will gather here at City Hall for a remembrance ceremony to honor those who lost their lives that day. I want everyone to take a look at this video. You may remember what Headingham looked like in the immediate aftermath of that mass shooting. Flowers, candles, and notes spread across the entrance of the neighborhood. Neighbors will gather there tonight for a private candlelight vigil. In an interview you only hear on WRAL, the president of the Headingham Homeowners Association, Kathleen Nielsen, describes how her community is fighting to cope now, 1 year later.
We've had a lot of chances to get together and to hold each other up, and we're Headingham strong.
And that community is gathering their strength by coming together to heal. Tomorrow, they'll host a trunk or treat event for kids in their neighborhood to do something uplifting during this really dark and difficult time. And today's remembrance ceremony for the public will be at 3:30 this afternoon. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Austin Thompson is the accused shooter in this case. He was 15 at the time. He'll be tried as an adult. Prosecutors announced those new developments in the case last week. Thompson's father, Alan, is charged with not properly storing a firearm. If you'd like to read more about the victims, survivors, and the investigation into last year's tragedy, you can do so by visiting WRL.com or the WRL News app.
Four people are under arrest after the Franklin County Sheriff's Office says they were involved in a shootout with deputies. The sheriff says Ashante Cotton and three juveniles shot at deputies Wednesday night in Lewisburg. Investigators had tracked them down after a string of armed robberies at Dollar General stores in the county. No deputies were hurt. The suspects were able to escape the scene of the shooting. Deputies arrested Cotton and three people under the age of 18 yesterday. There's no word yet on the charges they'll face.
Durham police made an arrest in a double shooting that sent two men to the hospital. They say they have 22-year-old Saquon Malone in custody, facing multiple charges, including intent to kill. Investigators say the shooting happened yesterday in broad daylight. Officers responded just before 1 o'clock to Mangum and Broadway streets. Malone is being held without bond.
If you plan on voting in next month's elections, today is your last day to register. Municipal elections are scheduled for November 7th. The voter registration deadline is 25 days before Election Day. Mail-in registration applications must be postmarked by today, October 13th. Your County Board of Elections must receive it no later than 20 days before the election.
Fair fun is already underway, but today marks the first full day for people all across the state to come out and enjoy North Carolina's largest annual event. The fair isn't the only thing happening in our area this weekend, and WRL's Destiny Patterson is back at the fairgrounds for us this morning. Destiny, folks will likely see a lot of traffic out there today. What do they need to know?
Well, that's right, Jeff. You can see the Ferris wheel behind me. It looks beautiful. And I know a lot of people are excited to get out here, but you should expect delays. That's because of evening traffic, events at PNC Arena. And of course, there's also construction here. This is at the corner of Hillsborough and Blue Ridge Road. And this is part of a larger project that's expected to be completed next year.
We have temporary roads set up, and they've been set up for a while so that you can navigate this construction.
To help ease backups, new ramps along I-440 are open at the Wade Avenue interchange. On Hillsborough Street, crews are working to get all four lanes between I-440 and the new connector to Blue Ridge Road open. Now, parking will likely fill up fast here. You can park off-site and hop on a shuttle, and it's important to keep in mind, too, that parking at PNC Arena will not be available because of a concert that's going on with Travis Scott tonight at 8 p.m. You can find a full guide, everything from parking to logistics to fun, on WRL.com. It's part of our state fair guide. Destiny Patterson, WRL News in Raleigh.
WRL's Ken Smith had the chance to judge some tasty food last night during the State Fair's Home Chef Challenge. First up was a slam dunk sliders challenge. Carolina catfish sliders took top honors, followed in second place by pimento sloppy slam sliders, and chicken banh mi sliders placed third.
Save some for us, because at our tent on the northeast side of Dorton Arena facing Restaurant Row, Renee and I will be there today, 10:30 to 11:30. Dan and Lena will be out there after that in the afternoon, 2 to 3 p.m. You can find a full list of all the appearances on WRL.com. Just search fair.
4:40 now. For the first time in months, NBC Saturday Night Live returns this weekend. All new and next, we'll have a look at who will be hosting and why this show will be special.
Plus, what we're learning about the North Carolina Central student who was killed in a tragic car crash.
And here's a live look at Durham at the American Tobacco campus. Doesn't look too foggy there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking our foggy conditions for the morning, how it will look later today, and the chance for weekend rain.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:44, we have a dense fog advisory that's in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. I saw some hints of fog when I was driving in this morning. As we get closer to sunrise, that fog may thicken up just a little bit. We take a live look at Sanford. Looking at cameras across our area, I didn't see a lot of fog on the cameras, but there are plenty of places that are out there that could be dealing with some foggy conditions. Our temperatures heading out the door this morning in the mid-50s, and your exercise plan are just fine. If you're going to be out exercising in the dark, no matter what, especially on a foggy day, it's good to have reflectors and those flashing lights if you can. It's going to be a nice afternoon for exercise. Our temperature climbs up to almost 80 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tomorrow, we're back to a chance for some scattered showers and possibly thunderstorms. We have a level 2 risk in our eastern counties. I'll show you coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A North Carolina Central University student who was a former member of the military has died in an accident in Virginia. The university chancellor says Ayanna Paul was a first-year transfer student pursuing a bachelor's degree in recreation administration. She died in a car crash on September 29th. She's being remembered by loved ones as an exceptional person, courageous, and dedicated to service. According to the university, she was a U.S. Navy operations specialist with dreams of becoming an athletic trainer.
Family Dollar is recalling over-the-counter drugs and medical products sold in stores in nearly half the country. North Carolina and Virginia are not on this list. The company says it is recalling the products because they were stored outside of labeled temperature requirements. The recalled products include over-the-counter cold medicine, vitamins, toothpaste, and children's medicine. Customers can return the recalled products to the store without a receipt.
Education leaders were honored at the annual Stars of Education Gala inside the Raleigh Convention Center. Several leaders from Wake schools, including coaches, teachers, and students, were inducted into the Wake County Public School System Hall of Fame. Wake Ed Partnership President Keith Poston tells WRL this event also helps raise the necessary funds for programs like Tools for Schools and Summer STEM.
All of the things that we do that we fan out across Wake County to support our students and our teachers are funded by the generous gifts of our community. And so this is just another chance for us to both celebrate them and also raise money to do what we do every day.
Sanderson High School senior Benjamin Cashwell received the Emerging Star Award, and teacher Amanda Hummel received the Star Among Us Award last night, and both walked away with a $5,000 prize.
The NFL is coming together and showing support for Israel. On Sunday, moments of silence will be held before each game. The emotional moments kicked off last night during the Chiefs-Broncos game. Earlier this week, the NFL released a statement saying the league mourns the loss of the innocent lives lost in Israel. The statement went on to say the NFL strongly condemns all forms of terrorism.
It's a few weeks delayed because of the writer's strike, but Saturday Night Live is back tomorrow and with a familiar host. Pete Davidson is returning to host for the first time, along with musical guest Ice Spice. The SNL alum was supposed to host back in May, but the strike derailed those plans. So he's finally getting his chance, and this time with his biggest supporter there to cheer him on.
I'm really excited just because, I'm trying to find my mom, someone to date. I really just want someone to take care of her and get her off of my hands.
Next week, Bad Bunny will be the host and musical guest. SNL airs tomorrow night at 11:30 right here on WREL.
Pete said she's a nice lady, so we'll see how he does. Philadelphia Phillies are moving on to the National League Championship Series. The Phillies closed out the series with the Atlanta Braves last night, 3-1 in game four, and the Phillies win that best of five series 3-1, so they'll play the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. Game one of that is Monday night. A member of the WREL family is one of this year's blue ribbon winners at the North Carolina State Fair. Trina the Christmas Tree was crocheted by our senior producer, Kelly Reiner. Trina won a blue ribbon yesterday. And if you haven't seen all the wonderful crafts and food displays at the Commercial and Education Building, don't miss out. Kelly placed in a couple of other categories as well. And all the winners for all the competitions are on display, so you can go check them out. All deserve a big congratulations as well. And one thing certain, our state and our TV station packed with talented people right there. Go Kelly. Love seeing that. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRS Severe Weather Center with what is happening right now. That dense fog advisory is affecting a lot of folks.
Yeah, and I got to be out at the fair yesterday just as the sun was coming out, and everybody seemed so excited to be there. And Kelly showed me, this was the cutest thing, she actually crocheted Commissioner Steve Troxler on his tractor. I can't believe that one didn't win. She is so incredibly talented. Yeah, dense fog advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. We take a look at visibility, and so far the visibility is dropping a little bit more in our southern counties. So Fayetteville's at quarter-mile visibility. Quarter-mile visibility is what we would consider fog and, areas to watch out for. And that we're close to it in Southern Pines and in Rocky Mount with half-mile visibility. Everybody else is looking okay. But we tend to see the foggiest conditions right before sunrise. So we have a few more hours for that fog to thicken up a little bit more. This is a live look at Anger. Anger had really the foggiest camera that I could find. Our temperatures are in the mid-50s in the triangle as you're heading out the door. And we have a beautiful day on tap. We do, of course, have the potential for some fog this morning, but it'll be warm this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. Nearly 80 in Raleigh and Durham and 81 in Fayetteville. Just a beautiful day to get out to the fair. Our state fair forecast today, when the gates open, temperatures will be in the upper 50s. Our high 79 this afternoon, and at 9 o'clock around 70 degrees. It's just, you're going to have a hard time beating this day. Now, we're going to have some chilly temperatures as we get into the early part of next week. And so, you can put those sweaters on and head out to the fair, and it'll still feel great. Our normal high is 74. We drop down about 10 degrees below that for Monday and Tuesday. Of course, Saturday, we have a front that's going to be headed our way. It's still well to the west, but futurecast for today is nice and quiet. And we do have the potential for a little bit of patchy fog. Some cloud cover rolls in this evening. You see those clouds moving in around 9 or 10. First thing in the morning at 8 o'clock, that's when the gates open for the fair. We're going to see that rain coming through. And this is actually a little bit of good news. We're going to see that rain moving out of here by early afternoon, and the rest of the afternoon looks pretty dry. A few peaks of sunshine, but maybe one more quick shower during the evening. So the morning looks wetter than the afternoon for tomorrow. We do have a level one risk for severe storms for parts of Edgecombe, Wilson, Wayne, and Sampson counties for tomorrow afternoon as that front moves on through. Sunday looks dry, but it's likely to be fairly cloudy. We'll see 67 degrees, and then pretty chilly for us. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week looks really nice. We're going to see some cool morning lows down into the 40s. Coming up, we have a big weekend of college football. We'll take a look at Football Friday and Saturday football forecasts coming up.
Having a peanut allergy isn't fun, especially for children. Coming up after the break, the new special kind of therapy that could change the way a person reacts to peanuts.
Plus, changes coming to the NC Quick Pass office. We'll explain how this could affect you. .455 is the time right now, and Friday morning, we do have a dense fog advisory out there. Can't tell from this beautiful shot downtown Raleigh here this morning. Meantime, in Rocky Mount, NCDOT is doubling the number of workers at the local NC Quick Pass office. They say the demand for the NC Quick Pass keeps going up, and they expect even more demand when I-540 Phase 1 opens to traffic next spring. The call center in Rocky Mount opened last fall with 37 employees, and the DOT now plans to increase that number to 80.
Having a peanut allergy can affect all aspects of a child's life, but a new type of therapy may help. A study looks into how oral immunotherapy works. It's a therapy where researchers slowly expose babies to a food to which they're allergic. 91% of the children in the study were able to tolerate large amounts of peanuts without a severe reaction. Now, those children may not have to worry about accidental exposures.
They are at an ice cream shop and they, you know, want to get ice cream. But as long as they avoid the peanut containing ones, they'll be able to tolerate small amounts of contamination.
She says it's critical that oral immunotherapy is only done under the care of a trained allergist. They're studying its use in helping with other food allergies as well.
Tonight's a good night to watch High School OT live at 7 o'clock. It's on the High School OT app and wherever you stream WRAL. See all the big scoring plays and highlights from the area's best games hosted by Nick Stevens and TJ Thorpe.
Two of the most historic teams in college football square off tomorrow night. 10th-ranked USC will be in South Bend to play 21st-ranked Notre Dame. Kickoff for the game is 7:30 tomorrow night right here on WRAL.
Bull City Race Fest happens in Durham Sunday morning. It's all happening at the American Tobacco Campus. WRAL is a proud community partner. Allie Ingersoll and I will be out there emceeing this event.
Next at 5, it is the full day of fair fun. It won't come, though, without some traffic issues. We have a look at other events happening near the state fair that will impact everyone.
Plus, a bus filled with nearly 20 elementary students crashes into a building. What we are learning about what led to that incident.
And exactly 1 year later, pain lingers as folks continue healing from the deadly Raleigh mass shooting. How the community plans to come together to remember the victims gunned down in the Headingham neighborhood.